I went to Bishop Whipple Mission School here, and it's still standing. It's at the reservation here. It's a social service building. That's who's in the building now, social service. I remember we walked to school. It's just right past the church there. So probably a third of a mile, maybe. We would walk to school. I was there from first to sixth grade. Right in the middle area was the school area. They had grades 1 through 6. The next room was a lunch room, and we'd eat there every day, hot meal. Then the next room, the third room, was a library play area. So we had all 6 grades in one room. Mrs. Kilden, and I visited her up until probably 5 years ago. And I got nothing but good memories of the school. She was very, very understanding, gentle, patient, I guess would probably be one of the ways to describe her. She was a Norwegian lady. And then when I look back, I think through all the teachers that I've had through the years, she's the one I remember. To have to hold 6 classes in one room really took something. So I would say maybe 20 children were total. I had one boy in my class whom I still visit today. Matter of fact, I seen him New Year's Eve, and we're going to visit March 4th, eat together in the Twin Cities. And we always talk about our teacher and memories of the school and the games we played. And of course, there wasn't much money there. The one game we thought about was a lot of the kids would stand in a circle, and she'd bring one of her old shoes, and they'd tie a rope on it and then swing it around, and everybody would jump over it. So they made a game out of that one shoe, and then whoever the shoe got had to stand in the middle and twirl the shoe around where the kids jumped over it. So that was, I thought she really had a lot of ways to where we didn't need money to have fun. That had been hard on rainy days to have everybody in that small room. I go look at it now, and it's offices, and where did all the children play with all the books? And it amazes me how we got through that. And that's probably one of the good memories that I have of being a child away from my family, was in that little schoolroom. We used to have neighboring schools come visit, like you say, maybe just to come to see the Indian children. And we'd sing songs for them and got to visit with the younger children.